91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're in the middle of an Aerosmith block. I had a caller. I hung up on her by accident. Call back, Rosie. And I know she wants to contribute to this Aerosmith block. And, well, she could talk about it afterwards. She wanted to hear Toys in the Attic. We'll give her the live bootleg one, right? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. WMFO, hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, happy birthday.
Hey, Rosie, thank you, but you sound a little too cheery with Taylor Hawkins just passing away, aren't you?
What?
You sound awfully cheery when your hero just passed away.
I'm not cheery.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm devastated.
Okay.
About the death of Taylor. Sad day for the rock world.
Yep.
I mean, big time.
Well, you know what I'll play? I played Toys in the Attic for you. You know what I'll play next?
The Cars?
No. Another song from the Toys in the Attic album. And it's You See Me Crying. You know that song?
You're crying?
No. The name of the Aerosmith song is You See Me Crying. Do you know that song?
Yeah, no, but I've been crying earlier about Taylor.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But
we
did a nice block for him earlier.
Yes, you did. And I thank you. And all the Sue fans and Taylor fans, thank you too. Because he was very important. He was very important. And I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out.
He was just too young. Hey. So, can you... You know, I haven't done this in a long time.
What?
But can you play Around and Around by the Stones, please?
Yes, I can do that. I'm going to do that after Aerosmith.
Yay!
After Aerosmith, and I think I found my Robert Frost song.
Okay, well, Well, can you play, like, Around and Around and, like, another, like, 60s Stone song?
Yes, I will.
When Charlie was, you know.
Yes.
You know, we lost him, too. So.
I don't think they wrote any songs yet after Charlie dying. Are you like, they better not be? No.
You what?
Never mind. Yeah, so we're in the middle of an Aerosmith block. Well, this is the last song I'm going to do. I kind of went nuts with
it. Okay, well, I got Toys in the Attic, which is my favorite Aerosmith song. Stones.
I'm going to play You See Me Crying by Aerosmith. I was trying to say about that. The vocals are the best I've ever heard. And that's probably why you've never seen them do that live.
It's probably going to make me cry because I'm going to sing a Taylor.
Okay. Sing along. I'll do a rundown of what the Aerosmith block was about right after this. Thanks, Rosie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Hope you're not crying.
I will be.
You see me cry.
91.5 MFO. The Crash Course for the Raven Show. I'm Brian. And we just did an Aerosmith block. Before that, we heard Fear. Well, way before that, we did a Taylor Hawkins tribute. If you missed it, you can go to the archives later and listen. Picked out some good ones that you might not know. And then we've played Fear. We played Tiger Bomb, Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals, Odin Stone, and Babes. Yeah, I told you that. I know. And then, because it's Steven Tyler's birthday, we played an Aerosmith block. A big one. Just can't get enough of Toys in the Attic. We had No More, No More, live from Rockin' the Joint. Chiquita from Night in the Ruts. Not right in the nuts. Night in the Ruts. Round and Around, Toys in the Attic. Toys in the Attic from Live Bootleg. And then we did You See Me Crying off Toys in the Attic. Hey, what's my favorite Aerosmith album? Can you guess? Right. Well, it's Steven Tyler's birthday. It's Robert Frost's birthday. And it's also mine. And I said I was going to try and find a Robert Frost song, kiddingly, but Elton John had a song. Bullet from a Gun of Robert Frost. I don't remember this one. See if I recognize it. If it's horrible, I'll just go on to a really good Elton John song, okay? How's that? Oh, before I do this, if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering. This is way too much for you guys. How about this? If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Donate! If not for the station, do it for my birthday. $5. Here's Elton John.
Like a corn in a field, I cut you down. I threw the last punch too hard. After years of going steady, well, I thought that it was time to throw in my hand for a new set of cards. I can't take you dancing out on the weekend. I figured we'd painted too much of this town. And I tried not to look as I walked to my wagon. And I knew then I had lost what should have been found. I knew then I had lost what should have been found. There was a face on a hoarding that someone had drawn on, and just enough time for the night to pass by without warning. Away in the distance, there's a blue flashing light. Someone's in trouble, somewhere tonight, as the flickering neon stands ready to fuse. The wind blows away all of yesterday's news. Well, they've locked up their daughters and they've battened the hatches. They always could find us, but they never could catch us. Through the grease-streaked window of an all-night cafe, we watched the arrested get taken away, and that cigarette haze was ecology B. As the horns and the drums filed in from the street,
Yeah, that's right. I cut it short. Elton John's Bullet from a Gun of Robert Frost was not Crash Course material. So then we played Better Off Dead. I love that song. We love that song, Elton. WMFO here. Crash Course for the Radio. Crash Course for the Radio. A Crash Course for the Ravers on the radio. You can call me, Brian, if you like. 855-915-9636. There's some Stones going out to Rosie.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Well, it sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, just had to dance. Started moving my feet, oh, the clap of my hands. I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And the never stopped rocking, down the moon went down. Packed, front doors was locked. Yeah, the place was packed. And when the police knocked, those doors flew back. But they kept on rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Were hazel and her teeth were slightly curved. We spent a lonely night at the Memory Motel. It's on the ocean, I guess you know it well. It took one starry night to steal my heart away. Out on the waterfront, her hair all drenched in spray. A honey of a girl. Her eyes were hazel and her teeth were slightly curled. She took my guitar and she began to play. She sang a song for me and it stuck right in my The ties were wearing thin. She'd done a mile or two.
When I asked her where she's headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing in a bar.
Miles, I've been in 15 states. Every woman seemed to fade out of my mind.
I hit the bottle and I hit the second drop.
some underworld spy, or the wife of a close friend.
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, what's up? Happy birthday.
Hey, Cal Kelly, thank you very much.
Yeah. You having a good time here, huh?
Yeah, I usually have. It's, this is the only time I have fun doing my show.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. But yeah, it's going well. And so I have a request for you. We were talking about, we heard it on TV, both of us. Reckless Eric is on an ad now.
Right. I can't even remember what the ad's for, but I saw it a dozen times.
It's like Reckless Eric. Okay, good. No, he didn't have to pay for it, so that's good.
I hope he's getting some money for it.
I hope he does. Well, he probably is, yeah. He wrote it, I suppose.
He's got to be. So you want to hear that one?
Yeah, and it is your birthday. You know, it's okay to play at least one Thigh Scrapers.
Maybe I'll end the show with a Thigh Scraper song.
All right.
That sound good?
Have a good one. I'll see you probably in a few weeks, you know? I'll be back up there.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Cal.
Okay, happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
When I was said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I call the whole wide world, I call the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night because nobody's told about you. I call the whole wide world. We'll be right back.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Glider there with Beach off their album 20th Century. Reckless Eric before that. You probably heard the commercial. Whole Wide World. Somebody tell me what that commercial's for. 855-915-9636. Never dawned on me to figure out what they're selling. We played Cracker in there. Happy Birthday to Me. And it's fitting because it's my birthday. Thank you. The car is dangerous type in Double Life. We heard Carly Simon, You're So Vain, featuring Mick Jagger. Stone's Memory Motel, song about Carly Simon. Around and Around by the Stones. Heard a little bit of Bullet from a Gun of Robert Frost by Elton John, just because it's Robert Frost's birthday. But we cut it short and played Better Off Dead, which really rocks. That's from Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Better Off Dead. And you know the rest. Have a request? Give me a call. 855-915-9636. Hey, and if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab and see how you can help us keep it freeform. Yay! Well, a lot of people have covered Hey Joe. I've heard a lot of versions of it. But I haven't heard my friend Liz Borden do it yet. And here it is. I don't know why. I'm sure it's good. Let's play it. Liz Borden Band, Hey Joe, on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Around.